So, Josh, in another interview, you were talking about Google Glasses.
Yeah, that's right.
So, what do you think about Google Glasses?
Google Glasses. Well, right off the bat, I think privacy issues.
Right.
Just because probably everyone's read the articles about how it might make there be no privacy.
Like, well, explain, like, how so? How would there be
Well,
no
if
privacy?
everyone's wearing these glasses and they have cameras on them, you wouldn't know when they have their camera on and when they have it off. So if you're just talking with someone on the street, they could be recording you and planning some lawsuit against you or anything like that. And if you're not thinking about it, then for all you know, they're recording whatever you're saying and they could use that against you. And it's hard to be that careful.
But couldn't you do that with another device? Like you could already do that with hidden cameras or recorders as well, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, which is why a lot of people say it won't be a problem. But the issue is, I guess, is just if everyone starts wearing them, then there's so much footage of everything that the other problem would be if that's all running through Google servers. Some people get nervous about Google being able to hand over just loads of video data to the government or to anyone
Right.
who asks, right? Because who knows what they do with it.
Yeah, that's true. So, actually, what can these glasses do? What's the like what are the functions of the glasses?
So, actually, the functions are really cool, and when you watch the video of how they work online, you can see that it'll put a screen in the upper left-hand area of your view, and it'll look like it's floating in front of you. So then that screen that you see, you'll be able to say things like take a picture, and then you'll see a flash in front of you, and then you'll see the picture save to the hard drive of the glasses. And then that screen can also display like a GPS data, or it could display text messages or emails, whatever you want. And you just talk to it, and you can tell it to scroll down or read it to you or whatever you need it to do. So it's like a virtual assistant that you always have on.
It sounds pretty incredible. What about like just depth perception? It seems to me that it must be really hard for your eyes to be, observing something so close to it. I can't think of anything else where you can see it and it's that close to your eye.
Yeah, that's right. So they're using these new technology in screens. I don't remember the name, but it's a micro screen. And because the pixels are so small in the screen, your eye will actually be able to pick it up while it's that close to your eye.
That's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what do you know the price tag on these glasses? How much they'll
Pricing.
cost?
So Google's actually put a cap on it. They said that it will be under $1,500.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow, and it's basically it has all the power of a computer.
All the power of a computer with a lot less memory, so you will have to go to your computer and upload things. And it will also be connected to the internet, so with 3G, you'll be able to upload things to Facebook and, yeah, basically like a computer.
That is going to be some future.
Yeah, interesting.